Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on The Grave Talks, life and the afterlife at the Trivett Clinic. A conversation with owners Doug Gallagher and Tim Trivett. In 1932, Dr. William Amos Trivett opened a modern clinic in the rural farmlands of Hamptonville, North Carolina. His dream was to bring advanced medicine to his community, but just 6 years later, his untimely death closed the doors on that vision. Over the decades, the building became a supper club, a detox center, a nursing home, and even a nursery. Yet through every chapter, the same question lingered. Who or what never left? Today, the Trivett Clinic is one of North Carolina's most talked about haunted locations. Visitors report phantom footsteps, doors that move on their own, icy cold spots, and the laughter of unseen children. Some say Dr. Trivett still walks the halls, joined by two little girls known as Majesty and Nancy, along with nurses and patients who never checked out. In this episode, we sit down with current caretakers Doug Gallagher and Tim Trivett to uncover the history, legends, and the very real paranormal activity inside the Trivett Clinic. Doug and Tim, thank you very much for joining me today to talk about the Trivett Clinic. And did I say that correctly?
That was good. You did good.
Okay, thank you very, very much. That's in Hamptonville, North Carolina. And Doug and Tim, you own the clinic. And when I was kind of digging, doing a little research on the two of you, I came in because we've been corresponding, just Doug and Tim is what it says. But then I saw it's Tim Trivett. And I'm like, you have got to be connected in some way to William, who started the clinic, and you are.
He, like I said, he would be like my ninth cousin.
But you have the same name. So this wasn't a clinic that was passed down in your family, though.
No, it wasn't.
So you, the two of you ended up owning this clinic. How?
We actually bought it from the man that owned the nursery. We actually purchased the nursery, and the clinic building is on the property.
So when you bought it, you weren't really planning on buying the clinic part. It just came with a nursery part.
Not exactly.
Oh.
He was going to bulldoze the building. And this was the only hospital that had ever been in North Iredale. And we really just, we didn't want the history to be gone. So, yeah, I mean, we wanted to save the building.
That would have been a shame.
It would.
It's actually a beautiful old building.
It really is. And from the photos, it does look like it's in pretty good shape from the outside. Is it in decent shape on the inside?
It's actually in very good shape. I believe it'll be 100 years old in about 7 years, maybe. Yeah, we'll be 100 years old in about 7 years.
So when you bought... Okay, I should back up because it was built as a clinic by William Trivett in 1932 is what I read. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So he started this clinic, but it wasn't a clinic for very long.
No, he actually died in 1938 from pneumonia. It was in December of 38. So the clinic was only in operation for like 6 years.
And there wasn't another doctor that stepped up and said, you know what, I'll take over. We need the clinic in our county in this part of the state.
There were three doctors who actually worked at the hospital. But the one doctor who had taken over as the head of the hospital lived in Winston. And that's a pretty good drive even today. But back then, it wasn't feasible to do that. So Dr. Trivett's wife, Gwendolyn, decided to close the facility in probably early 1939.
And it actually, when you look at a picture of it, it looks like a house, a very nice brick two-story house. I wouldn't look at a picture of it and go, that's a doctor's clinic or a hospital. I wouldn't think of that at all. But it was built to be a clinic/hospital, correct?
It was.
After it closed, did it sit empty for a while?
It did till 1945.
Oh, quite a while then.
It was. And then it was sold to a couple from Massachusetts, Mary and Leo Rivers. And they turned it into a supper club, which it was Leo's Supper Club, and Leo's Club, which was a detox center, and Vendora Rest Resort, which was a nursing home.
So it was a supper club, and then it was a detox center for all the people that hung out at the supper club?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. They come to supper and got drunk, they detox them, and then they move them in.
That's kind of, it kind of makes sense, because we're not talking about, this is not a huge community, is it?
It's not.
So I would think a lot of the people who went to the supper club ended up getting detoxed there.
More than likely. We actually had a nursery customer one time, and her parents were the biggest moonshiners in the area. And Grandma kept a ledger of all the customers. And Dr. Tribb and his wife were big customers, which I guess they probably used alcohol in a lot of the medicine.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that owned the supper club, they were big customers, too. So there was more than supper going on.
Which is why they needed to, it made sense. Let's turn it into a detox. It's a natural.
That's it.
And then a nursing home after that.
Yeah. It was Rivers Rest Resort, I think, after Vendora. It was really a nursing home longer than anything else.
Then, after all of that history, somebody put a nursery in.
Yeah, the man
outside,
who bought it.
Obviously.
The man that bought it in 1962, he and his family moved in, and they converted the hospital. They turned it into their house, and he put the nursery on the property. So the nursery had been here since 1962, I guess.
So then is that the nursery that the two of you bought?
It is. he and his wife divorced, and the man that we bought it from, he lived in Switzerland, but he wanted to purchase property in North Carolina. He fell in love with North Carolina, and he just wanted to have property here. So he purchased the nursery from during the auction. And then he decided to sell everything. So we worked here anyway. So we made him an offer. And actually, the man that was helping with him, one of his financial advisors, he made it work for us. So we wound up with a property.
Not knowing at all, Tim, like you weren't planning. I mean, you knew the history of the building, but you weren't like, that comes from my family. I want to own it. It was really more about the nursery, buying that.
I see it. I actually didn't know I was a relative at that time.
That's interesting. I just love how it came full circle and ended up staying in the doctor's family. Even extended
that,
family.
That really is. That's neat.
Yeah, because I was really surprised when I was like, oh, wait a minute. He's got the same name. Maybe that's a super common name in that part of the country. Not in my part of the country.
There's actually a bunch of Trivets that live in this area.
Because I thought it was Trivet, and so I would have been saying it wrong. So I am so glad I asked.
It goes either ways. Like I said, everybody makes a joke and says the Trivets are the wealthy ones.
And you want to change the pronunciation of your name? then you could be one of the wealthy ones.
I'll stay a Trivet.
So when you bought the nursery, you didn't move into the clinic, correct? You lived someplace else?
No, I live in downtown Harmony. It's about 5 miles up the road, and Tim lives
about a mile
from the nursery.
So at that point, here you've got the nursery, and you're mm-hmm. thinking, we've got this great building here, the clinic. What should we do with it? Or did you have any ideas? Or did you at first go, you know, we don't want it to be torn down, but we don't really know what to do with it either?
Well, the building was in really bad shape. Nick had used it for the offices for the nursery. And it had been neglected for many years. So we just knew we had to do something to keep it from falling in.
Oh, yeah. Did it take a lot of work to get it even to where it is today?
Actually, not a whole lot of amount of work. The first thing was we had to have a new roof because they had let the actual roof leak so long.
Oh.
But I worked at the nursery, so even before we bought it, we would go in and wipe the water off the floors after we had rain just because we didn't want the floors to rot.
Yeah, and they
would've. It's got beautiful pine floors.
You know, that's interesting that you worked there before. So what you did then saved you a lot of money now, and you didn't even know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's interesting. You were helping your own future, but you didn't even know it.
Yes, that's it. That's correct.
Had there been rumors of this clinic being haunted? Because, you know, I think sometimes in a small town, you know, I think every small town has that house that everybody's like, that's the haunted house. Were there rumors of that, of the Trivet Trivet Clinic?
It did. When I first started working here, my first job was to help clean out the basement. And down there one day, I heard somebody talking and walking upstairs. So when I go upstairs, I thought it was lunchtime, and there was nobody else in the building. So I was telling somebody that story, and they're like, you didn't know that place has got ghosts in it? And I'm like, do what? So, yeah, it was just, it's different.
What does it feel like in there? Do you kind of sense it when you go in now because you know?
Not as much as I used to. You could actually feel somebody walk beside of you. Like you would actually feel their presence against your side.
Oh.
And I've really not felt that in a long time.
I think but they've got used to us and we've gotten used to them, so it's no big deal anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if back then, if they were kind of watching you because they didn't quite trust you, so it felt like they were right there next to you. And now they're like, oh, it's just Doug and Tim.
Yeah, pretty much I think it is.
I think they're as interested in us as we are with them.
Yeah. And I would imagine when new people come in, maybe they kind of pick up more on that.
They do. Like all the people that we had to come in to do investigations and everything, they all, I mean, it's not in the building solely. It's even outside that the people start picking up on the different entities that are with us.
So the two of you bought this property. You start doing repairs on it because you don't want it to collapse. But I can't imagine at that time, or maybe you were thinking, you know, we could rent this out for paranormal investigations. Or was
it? Not at all.
Okay. Because it was more like, let's save the building.
That's it. Yep.
And then figure out what to do with it. So along the way, and you know, a building like that, especially putting a new roof on, all those repairs are costly. You know, and especially if they hadn't been making any repairs, then you guys are left with all of that that should have been done over the years. Did it take quite a bit of work to get it to where you could even really spend much time in it?
Really, the main thing was just cleaning it up. Like I said, it had been neglected. But most of the work that needed to be done, we did ourselves.
Oh, that's impressive.
I guess the worst part was putting a new sheetrock and insulation into the ceiling.
Yeah, it probably had no insulation in the ceiling, or anything that was up there had gotten wet.
It pretty much didn't have insulation.
Yeah, that had to have been a mess.
It was probably the worst part, was redoing the ceilings.
So you're still putting this building together, you know, fixing it up a little bit, just thinking maybe you could rent it out or you just don't want it to collapse. At what point did you think maybe some people would like to come in here and kind of check it out?
Well, it started probably not long after we bought it. We had a man that come by, and he had actually talked to my mom at a Ruritan breakfast, and he was talking about ghosts, and she told him he needed to check out our location. And he started coming to do investigations and everything. We had no idea that there was that much interest in the paranormal in this area. But he was the force behind getting that started. And he was telling us that we had a gold mine sitting here, that people would love to come and do this. So he was pretty much right. People do love it.
At the time, though, you had to thought, this guy's crazy. Like, paranormal investigations, like, people are going to pay us to come in this whole building?
See, we actually did the investigations by ourselves, and we didn't tell other people for a long time because we thought people was going to think we was crazy if we told anybody. So we did all the little investigations by ourselves and didn't tell other people for a long time.
Now, what are some of the things that happened during your investigations? Because I'm going to assume you picked up on activity during those.
Probably one of the most exciting things that happened was when Tim's sister introduced us to the little girl Majesty, the little ghost girl. And his sisters were having a yard sale, so they were getting everything arranged in front of the building and everything. And Tim's niece had her daughter with her, and she was running around the yard playing patty cake. I mean, just, you know, with nobody. And all of a sudden she runs to the door and slams the door shut. And her mom said, "Kaylee, what are you doing?" And she said, "That little girl had to go upstairs and go to bed." Susan said, "What little girl?" And she said, "I can't tell you." Well, about 3 weeks later, now Kaylee was only 4 years old at the time, she finally told her mom that the little girl's name was Majesty. And, you know, that's not the vocabulary of a four-year-old to come up with a name like that.
Right.
So one of the first ghost hunts we were doing, Tim's sister was here. So we were sitting in the front room, and his sister was sitting there, and she said, "Majesty, I'm Kaylee's grandma. You want to come play ball with me?" And she was holding a plastic ball between her hands, and her hands were sitting kind of out in front of her. And there she's sitting there holding the ball. And all of a sudden, the ball starts vibrating between her hands like something's beating it back and forth between her hands. And she sits there, and her eyes get real big. I guess all of her eyes probably got big. And then all of a sudden, the ball flies out of her hands across the room. So we had to carry her out that night because she was terrified.
Yeah,
but she still won't come back and do another ghost hunt.
You know, because I get where, you know, she's like, "Do you want to play ball?" You know, bring in a little trigger object, and I guess she did exactly. Had you, the two of you, or either one of you, been interested in the paranormal before you bought the nursery / clinic?
Honestly, I grew up with it. When I was small, we would go up to my grandma's. She loved to tell ghost stories about things when they were growing up. She lived in the mountains, and she had stories about witches and all kinds of stuff. And then I had an uncle who lived in a haunted house. Their house was haunted. And I loved to go to his house in the summer and sit on the front porch and listen to the ghost stories about the things that had happened at his house. So, I mean, that's something that I pretty much grew up with.
Did you too, Tim, kind of grow up like that?
No, I was probably the opposite. My family pretty much didn't believe in any of the witchcraft.
He was a good Baptist.
Yeah, my mama was a Baptist.
I was a Methodist, so we were...
God was a Methodist, so you know what that means. But I will tell you, I actually have a sister that has dreams, and a lot of times the stuff she dreams, it actually does come true. It is more like a reality to her.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Like she can dream somebody's going to have a baby or something, and then not long after that, you will find out that person is pregnant. It's just strange.
So when you first were in the clinic, then when you were working there and you heard somebody walking above you, that had to have been hard for you to accept that was paranormal activity.
I had no clue what it was because I couldn't figure that out. And like I said, then when I was telling somebody, they said, "No, that building's always had ghosts in it." So, yes, I was actually afraid at first.
I understand that.
Yeah, but I'm really not afraid in the building no more. I don't feel like there's nothing in that building that can hurt you or will hurt you.
Now, have other people during investigations come across Majesty?
Oh, yeah. Majesty used to be the star. Everybody wanted to play ball with Majesty.
And is she more selective in who she comes out to visit?
There's some people that she really goes out of her way. There was one night we had a little girl here. Her grandmother took a picture while she was playing ball with her, and she was kind of bathed in real bright light. So that night we had an investigator that told us we almost got lucky that she almost manifested in front of this little girl.
Oh, wow. That would have been rather incredible.
It would. I won't tell you what Tim said.
Now you have to tell me.
I would have had to go home and have a shower after that.
Had to change your pants.
Yeah, that's it.
So at what point you had your friend come out or that person come out and they're like, "You're sitting on a gold mine," and you might have at first thought, kind of questioned that. Like, really? Yeah, how does that work?
We had no idea people would actually pay you to actually come here and go through the building, but people love it.
Because I was reading up on it, and I read several different places that they say it's one of the most haunted locations in North Carolina.
We have a lot of spirits in the building. And I don't think that, somebody said one time we had over 70 ghosts, but I don't think that number, I think it changes. I think we do have some who go on.
Yeah.
And then we have others who come in. It's such a welcoming place. You really can't help but feel at home when you're here. And I think it's the same way for the spirits too.
Maybe it attracts more spirits. Well, then you think too, back on its history, you know, all the people who would have been in and out of there while it was a clinic, while it was a supper club, while it was a detox facility and a nursing home and the nursery, there has been a lot of people in that building over the years.
A lot.
And I would imagine between the nursing home and the clinic, it would have seen people would have passed away there as well. You know, and they could still be connected to the building, I would think, especially the nursing home residents, because that would have been their home.
That's it, exactly. And my theory with that, if you think about the time period, most people didn't put their family in a nursing home, then your extended family took care of each other. So if they were put in a place like that, they didn't have family, or their families really just didn't want them. They may have been mildly retarded or something, and then they wanted to put them away somewhere to get them out of sight. Yeah. So this place was where this was their home. This is where they felt wanted and needed. So I don't know why they would have wanted to have gone anywhere else. I mean, this was their home.
But I like that you said you don't feel like there's anything dark there, that it does feel more loving and like someone's home.
It does. When we first started doing it, a lot of people actually commented that it was of the devil. It was evil. We didn't respond to none of that, but other people that had been here told her she was wrong, that she shouldn't judge it till she actually came here herself. That they had been here and there was nothing like that here.
That would be interesting for her to have come. I'm assuming she didn't.
No, she didn't. And I also have a friend and she's like very religious. No makeup, no pants, no haircuts, none of that stuff. And when she came here, I was telling her that. And we walked in the building, she looked at me and she said, "Oh no, it's the opposite."
Meaning that
she said it's like a healing place.
Oh.
She said you could actually feel more of the healing whatever inside of that building instead of anything bad.
That's interesting.
With her, you probably would know if it was anything bad.
Because she's kind of able to sense that.
Well, her daughter's name is Miracle and her son's name's Righteous.
Oh, so, if that tells you anything.
Yeah. You ain't gonna get much more religious than that.
No, Miracle and Righteous. You know, I think that would be tough to have a name like that because you've got to live up to some expectations your entire life.
Yep.
You can't be named Righteous and go down the wrong path, that's for sure.
That's for sure. That would be just like being named Angel.
Right? And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the Trivett Clinic with owners Doug Gallagher and Tim Trivett. For more information, find Trivett Clinic on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.